Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. Of course, we continue to keep our eye on the latest from Afghanistan here, as we have been doing all afternoon. How about this? Would you like a piece of memorabilia from Al Capone? Now, some of it's going up on auction. Three of his granddaughters are putting some mementos up on auction. One of those granddaughters, Diane Capone, joins us now. Diane, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I got to ask you first. So your grandfather had so much history here. You're in California. Do you know Chicago well? Have you spent time here?
Not as much as I'd like. I lived in Florida. I was born and raised in Florida, in Miami Beach, and moved to California when I was 18. I was 17, actually. Anyway, I've been to visit Chicago. And was there just a couple of years ago for the book launch, the book
right,
that I wrote.
Sure.
And so I got to see a bit of it. A good friend of mine, John Binder, took my husband and I around and showed us a lot of the historical places and places my grandfather lived and so forth. But I don't know an awful lot about Chicago now, other than what I've read.
You know, they give tours of places your father or grandfather, not where he lived, but where crimes were committed. Did you take in any of those sites?
No, I didn't, although I know about some of them because John Binder actually conducts tours, but I've never actually been on a tour.
We're talking to Diane Capone, the granddaughter of Al Capone, the daughter of Sonny, and they're putting auction items up here of their grandfather. How was it you arrived at this decision to do this, Diane?
Steve, we're getting old. My sisters and I are in our 70s, and we decided that these belongings, we know the stories. We know the history of them. We know who they belong to. And if something happens to any of us or all of us, those stories will be lost. And we didn't want to leave those things to deal with to our families. We decided that we better take care of it while we're still here. And secondly, all the fires that we've had in California are a big part of this. We were worried that if fire came through here, we'd lose it all.
So, but the memories or the artifacts that are going up for auction are going up because of the notoriety of your grandfather's crimes. Did that ever give you pause to that you would sell those rather than just donate them somewhere?
You know, I didn't think about that at all. Certainly, there will be donations made to certain charities that we're involved in after this takes place. But no, I didn't think about that. I feel like my grandfather. He was accused of a great deal, but the things that he was convicted of, he paid the price for those things. He went to prison, and he came out and had made peace with his family and with those around him. And so, no, I don't have any feelings about selling the things that belonged to him and my grandmother.
What were your interactions with him like?
I was a very little girl. I was only 3 years old when he passed away. But I do have some very vivid memories of playing with him. I know that my hand was too little to be able to hold his hand, and so I would hold on to his finger, and he would walk us around the garden. They had beautiful, lush gardens in Palm Island, and show us the different figurines and the flowers and so forth. He was a very loving, devoted grandfather. And he played with us and would read to us. And I have nothing but positive, loving memories of him. The one memory that I have that is probably the most poignant is the day that he died. My mother took me up the stairs to his room, and my family was there. My father lifted me up onto Papa's bed so that I could kiss him. And he turned to kiss me on the cheek, and he said, "I love you, baby girl." And those were the last words that I ever heard from him. He died shortly thereafter. And I'm the only person who's still alive who was in that room at the time. The priest who was there is gone, my grandmother, even my older sister, who was just a year older. Everyone else is gone. I'm the only one left who could talk about some of the memories and the memorabilia that is going to be up for auction.
We're talking to Diane Capone, a granddaughter of Al Capone. As she mentioned, there's an auction of some of his belongings. Which of the things coming up is most dear to you, Diane?
Well, there are a number of things. And as I said, these belong to my grandfather and to my grandmother. She furnished the house on Palm Island where they lived. He bought the house for her in 1928, and it was actually a birthday present. So many of the things that are up for auction, she selected: china, crystal, paintings, artwork, furniture, and so forth. These were her selections. And so there's a great deal of affection for all of those things. They all meant a great deal to us. I have to say that I guess the thing that I love the most of all the things that are up for auction is the letter that my grandfather wrote to my father when my grandfather was in Alcatraz. It's a letter in which he calls his teenage son, son of my heart, dearest son of my heart. That's the way he referred to his son. And throughout the three-page letter, it's very clear that he was a devoted father, a devoted family man, and people can see a very different side of the man than the public figure.
Diane Capone is talking to us, and you understand, I'm sure you've written about this and you've been through this, but you saw a loving grandfather, a loving dad. A lot of us here in Chicago saw something altogether different. I mean, how do you reconcile that?
You know, I can't reconcile it. I can't reconcile it, Steve. The public figure that he was involved in some terrible things, and there's no question about that. History has recorded a lot of that. A lot of it, of things that he was accused of, were only that. They were alleged, but they were never proven. But I do know that he was involved in a very violent business. The personal side of him clearly was compartmentalized. He was able to disengage from the public persona when he was with his family. And that's the only part of him that I knew. And there's really no way I can reconcile the two. Someday, if I get to go to heaven, I'll maybe ask that question. But I don't know how a person could have such two distinctly different aspects of their personality. But certainly he did.
Diane Capone, the granddaughter of Al Capone, and certainly a loving granddaughter. If you're hoping to meet him in heaven, that's a sweet idea. One of the people who is in charge of the auction is Brian Witherall, who joins us as well. Brian, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Greetings.
Tell me about the auction. What are the details here? How can people participate if they'd like to?
Sure. There's about 174 items that are of Al and May Capone's, as well as items from Sonny Capone. The low estimate for the entire sale is roughly $400,000 to $700,000 approximately. There's multiple ways to bid. You can bid in real time on our website, witherells.com. You can arrange for a phone line. And then we also have limited seating for the live auction to take place Friday, October the 8th.
Friday, October the 8th. Diane spoke lovingly of the letter that Al Capone, her grandfather, wrote to her son, her father, Sonny. What do you expect that to go for?
Our estimate on that item is $25,000 to $50,000.
And there's a pistol that he carried. What do you expect that to go for?
The estimate on that, he has two pistols that are associated with him. The Colt 45 is the most desirable of those two guns, and it carries an estimate of $100,000 to $150,000.
And the interview, I should say, the auction coming up on October 8th. Brian, thank you for the information on that. Diane, it was wonderful to talk to you. I do appreciate you sharing that, and I appreciate your answers to my questions.
You're very welcome, Steve. Take good care.
All right. Be well, both of you. This is Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.